12 minutes past nine, and that seems like an appropriate voice message for where we're going. Students travelling long distances, walking long distances, the red tape that small businesses, tiny Smalanyana SMMEs, have to go through to try and make that business work. The question we're asking is 27th of April this month. In a couple of weeks, it marks 30 years of South African democracy. Have those things changed for you? How do you feel right now? When I hear of students walking long distances, and I'm sure you've seen videos of kids who have to cross streaming rivers and just what they have to do to get to school. One has to sing their praises that they get to school, but we also have to question whether this is the democracy that their parents had voted for. And that's what we're looking for today. We're looking to try and find out what did shift and change, what didn't shift and change. And of course, this is a conversation for all of you, for all of you to enter. We've got a couple of guests who are joining us. We're playing their music. And in fact, this was the choice of our first guest, Biko. I have to say, the anthemic version of that, I mean, with old Peter Gabriel, makes me stand up and, but our first guest today is a professor. He's a psychologist. He's played a variety of public roles, and we know him as Professor Saths Cooper, or Sathasivian Cooper, but Saths Cooper, I think, is how he is best known. Prof. Cooper, thank you so much for joining us as one of the conversation team today. We appreciate it enormously.
It's my distinct pleasure.
Prof, did you, as you were listening to that song, did you feel like the anthem was rising in your veins?
You know, it's a song that was created by Peter Gabriel after Biko's murder in police custody in September 77. And I first heard it on the day of my release from Robben Island, on the 20th of December, 1982. And the original version gave me goosebumps, and it still gives me goosebumps, because there but for the grace of go so many key South Africans who gave their lives for our country in different ways. And this goes back to the colonial advent and through to the near apartheid period. So I think that there are so many things that have not been done, but there are some things that have been done. So let's probably, you know,
That's what I would like to talk to. Prof, before we go there, though, I'm going on a bit of a side curve here, but I'm going on the side ball, or what do they call it? A curveball. So I'm going on a bit of a curveball. When you mention, you get the goosebumps when you hear that music, and it made me think of what one of our guest speakers was saying a little bit earlier on in the show. And she was talking about the critical issue of water, and they were creating water opportunities for homeless people in terms of washing, in terms of toilets, and much, much more. And she said, but we don't do it through the sort of usual ways. We do it through through the artists and through music and through sports people. And it made me think, wow, the role of music during the apartheid era was absolutely incredible. And I remember once working on a documentary around the role of music and Nelson Mandela, and the role of how it shifted and changed things. And I wonder if you could, as someone who was there, maybe talk about that a little.
Oh, yes. You know, and I mean, Steve was one of those who would encourage us, because some of us were involved in the performing arts, drama, poetry, and so on. And he would encourage us to do these things as part of the political program. I don't recall a single instance of us having any events, whether it was a day-long meeting or a longer meeting, leadership formation school, where we didn't have somebody either giving their poetry, reading someone else's poetry, or singing and performing those, you know. So the arts became a major catalyst for raising awareness. I cannot say it was consciousness, because, you know, there's a higher state. You can be aware but not be conscious of your roles, you know. And the awareness grew, and it would be used in 2-hour events, it would be used in longer events, and catalyzed lots of people, and also encouraged others to write. I mean, our poet laureate, Mandla Langa.
Wonderful.
I recall meeting him in the late 60s, and he was then beginning to start thinking about writing. And he was enthused by some of these performances. And, well, the rest is history now. So there's many groups. Dashiki, Malombo, you know, all those groups. And certain groups that went into exile and so on in the mid to late 70s, and particularly post-1976. So there was this wave. I mean, Madiba Mandela called it the felt fire that swept across South Africa. And, you know, this consciousness, this being aware of yourself, your agency, starting with your self-identity. And then if you look at anybody else, if you think about anybody else, and you don't have that inherent sense of self and identity, you're not going to give that to anybody else. And that's where the intricacies of oppression, the inferior-superior dynamic begin to emerge. Well, we are more important than you. And if we fast forward that to now, the self-seeking agenda of nearly every one of the hundreds of political parties. I don't know whether there's another country in the world that has as many political parties, and thinking it's the new economy. And it has been for them economically viable. Because if you get a seat, if you get a position and an appointment as a top bureaucrat, because it comes through politics, it does not come through largely your own abilities and competencies and self-worth. It comes because of your connectedness. And I think this is largely, and I will not, you know, diss the number of good bureaucrats that are around, but largely that has emerged now.
Prof, I'm just gonna have to hold you for a moment. We need to go to a break. But when I come back from the break, I'd like to go back to the nowness. And, you know, you spoke about how the arts brought awareness and consciousness. And I'm interested to know how we look 30 years later and we say, what is the difference between awareness and consciousness that we need to start looking at post 30 years of democracy? But let's go to that break quickly.
Lively and critical discussions on SAFM.
Morning, Michelle. Good show. Great, great, great show. Every weekend one is learning. When listening to the prof, it was, I need a tat. I need a tutorial for that. I still don't get it. But thanks anyway. It gets into democracy, Michelle. The rights which we are celebrating needs to be consolidated. But the greatest gift that democracy has given us and our children, education, tertiary education, which was highly inaccessible to every black person in the past. It's a gift that no one's going to take it from us. Education that is being given through financial loan schemes, neglects us. Thank you, Michelle. Great show as ever. Thank you for the great music as well. Thank you.
Good morning, Michelle. Vincent Rusumati here in Breadpan in Sakane. When it comes to democracy and the progress that we have made, I think it is quite unrealistic to expect any government to dismantle over a 30-year period what has been systematically entrenched over a period of more than 300 years. That is quite unrealistic, because when you compare 300 years and 30 years, it's only 1% of the period. So I'm not happy with what we have achieved so far, but me thinks that we must give the government a chance in the same way as we gave the apartheid government, you know, as they gave themselves the chance to entrench apartheid over a 300-year period. Thank you, Michelle, Vincent here in Breakburn, Sakane.
9:25, and those are some of the listeners looking at the role of education in our democracy, also looking at 30 years of democracy versus a system which was entrenched over hundreds of years. Our guest, first guest today, as we look at 30 years of democracy as our guest conversation, if you want to look at it that, is psychologist and activist Professor Sath Cooper. Prof. Cooper, you heard those comments. And a little earlier, I was saying, can you just talk to us as we look at 30 years? Perhaps it is worthwhile to go back to the concepts of what it means to be aware and what it means to be conscious. And I think maybe that is even coming out in some of the conversations that our listeners are talking to.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the callers who have called in have made that distinction away from the doom and gloom scenario. We can blame, and we can then not look at ourselves in that role, because no government, no leader came to power. It was through dint of support, and that's going to be questioned next month. And, you know, all bets are open, I think. But there is that discrimination between the realities, what we actually have achieved, because it will be really the worst curmudgeon amongst us who say, and nothing has changed. Yeah. Things have changed. I mean, look, this was originally Springbok Radio.
That's definitely changed.
You know? And I mean, the old Mother Grundy on the hill has changed. The question is out now about that change. And I think there is a healthy political tension between the people in power and the SABC, as it should be, because the airwaves are probably amongst the few that are somewhat free in terms of information. Yeah. Much of our other media tends to be in some way the product of some group or very powerful interest.
Yeah.
And put out their narratives. And we still have that. I can almost bet when I turn on one station or another,
you can tell what the narrative will be.
I can predict, and that's a terrible thing, because you want to hear something, you want to hear an anchor, you want to hear some news. You want to hear some engagement that breaks the stereotype.
Yeah.
But that is the unfortunate situation. And people are gearing up for airtime. And bet your bottom dollar, the SABC is going to be attacked next month. X-Party didn't get enough airplay. Why did this one do it? But nobody will raise that with the other three to air stations, you see. they will only go for the public broadcaster. And yet, the other free-to-air stations are owned by powerful interests. There isn't, except for maybe startup local community stations who really battle, the rest are owned by multi-billionaires. Let's be honest about it. And so opening democracy, you see, opening the airwaves and opening the opportunity for business has meant entrenchment of the rich. The rich have gotten richer. They haven't gotten poorer. But the poor have gotten poorer. And that, and I think that's been the underlying narrative, listening to the opening quotation, the person saying, I still remember doing that. And there are kids.
Yeah, who are still doing it.
Who are still doing it. And those rivers are dangerous rivers. And the officials who are paid, you know, during COVID, we suffered almost 3 years of COVID and some form of restriction. And during that period, the only people who were guaranteed salaries were government employees. Millions of them from local, provincial, which I think is a colossal waste of our money, and the national. And yet, look at the deterioration and nothing done. They woke up just before November 2021 for the local government election. You could see groups going around patching potholes, etc. And now, of course, we've got no load shedding for a while until something else gives, because it's likely to give.
Until the 29th of May.
Because we're going into the 29th of May. Yep. It's so obvious. It's not even subtle. And then we have beggared the majority of our people. You know, we have taken away dignity. And dignity is the cornerstone of our constitution. But we beggared people, the majority, in the land of their birth, of their forefathers.
Prof Cooper, I'm going to sadly have to leave you at that moment. We've got a bunch of other people we need to chat to as well. Prof Seth Cooper, psychologist but also activist, talking about dignity, and I think raising the question of dignity as we move into 30 years of democracy, and of course, which is on the 27th of April, and of course, literally 2 months later, we go into our elections as well.